Now, the newly elected leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Edwin Poots, has been naming his new Stormont ministerial team as the party attempts to recover from a number of resignations. Paul Given has been nominated as the DUP choice for First Minister of the Stormont Executive. The roles have been designated at this stage, with the appointments postdated to take effect later. Our reporter Laura Hogan joins us from Belfast with more on this. So what is the DUP, what is the party's new leader saying about who will be occupying their various ministerial roles in the executive, Laura?
Yes, Brian, well, Edwin Poots, the new DUP leader, named his pick for First Minister here at Stormont this afternoon. And he named the hotly tipped Paul Given, an MLA for Lagan Valley. And he is also a constituency colleague of Edwin Poots. This was an unusual move for a party leader who would normally take up the post of First Minister themselves. However, Edwin Poots is now staying on in his current role of Agriculture Minister. Now, this is just a nomination at this point. There is still a process to go through, and that process begins when the First Minister Arlene Foster steps down officially. At that point, the clock starts running down on a 7-day period for Sinn Féin to agree to renominate its Deputy First Minister and to re-enter power sharing with the new First Minister. And when it comes to new ministers, as you say, Diane Dodds and Peter Weir are out, and Paul Frew and Michelle McElveen are in as Economy and Education Ministers respectively. Now, they will not take up their roles officially until Monday, and it's at that point that Arlene Foster is expected to step down. And this lag time gives Arlene Foster the space and time to have her last hurrah on Friday as First Minister, when she's expected to host the first British-Irish Council meeting in 2 years in her home county of Fermanagh.
All right, we'll leave it there. No more, no doubt, from you, Laura, in the course of the day. Laura Hogan in Belfast.